The population of dogs and cats in Toronto increases every year. However, not all of them have a family. Some of them end up in shelters around the city. Most shelters perform euthanasia when they run out of space, while others have a non-killing policy. Cristina Scasa, president of the Tobico Human Society, a non-killing shelter, tells us the process of the animals once they enter the facilities.
Once they are in the shelter, we assess them from a behavior and a medical perspective, and if there's any help that they need, they are given that help. We spay and neuter all the animals before they leave the shelter if they need it and microchip them, and then we post them for adoption on our website.
Human Canna, an organization which promotes respect and proper treatment for animals, reports 47 shelters in Ontario are part of the Human Society, but the city is in need for more. Dr. Sun, medical director of the Kingston Animal Hospital, tells us why having non-killing shelters around the city is important.
I think no-kill shelters are needed only because every healthy pet should live a healthy life. So no-kill shelters are important where they can actually take in these animals, find the proper housing, find the proper owners, and give them the life that they deserve.
According to the Toronto Human Society annual report, during 2018, they received, took care, and found a family for more than 3,000 pets. Thanks to the rescue transport program, they have reduced the euthanasia rates around the city, receiving 2,000 pets who needed homes. Human Canna reports 9% of healthy stray dogs and 6% of healthy stray cats in shelters were euthanized last year. Even though this number seems big, the percentage of euthanasia in healthy animals has been decreasing since 2007. This was Vanessa Gomez for Scatline.com.